Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yonatan Shai ben Henya, Rabbi David ben Sarah, and for Simcha ben Echagitl. The Gemara in Yuma says, on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he does the Avodah HaPnimis and he's wearing the Big Day Lavan, he's wearing the white clothing, not the Big Day Zav, he's not wearing the tzitz on his forehead. In the Mikdash David, of David Rappaport, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in Simen Lamed Vav, he asks, why be'emes does the Kohen Gadol not wear the tzitz when he enters with the Big Day Lavan? If it's because of Yitur Begadim, because he's wearing too much clothing, because he only is allowed to wear Arbi Begadim, and this is the fifth tzitz, is not a beged, because it's made of Zav, so it's like tefillin, that's Mavur in the Gemara in Tosfos Zvachim Yotes Amud Aleph, that Kohen Alovish Tefillin B'Sha'as Avodaso Ein B'Ze Mishum Yitur Begadim, because they're made out of leather, and leather is not a beged, so the tzitz also, it's made out of Zav, it's not a beged. It says no Yitur Begadim. So when he wears the tzitz, let him wear the tzitz when he goes in with the Big Day Lavan, and then the tzitz will be meratzah and any tumah. That's what the tzitz does, that if there's any tumah, so the tzitz atones for the tumah. So why be'emes does he not wear the tzitz when he goes lefnai v'lefnim? That's the kash of the Mikdash David. And the Sefer Dibur Sariel and Simon Gimel, upon which we're basing this shir, he notes that the Mikdash David says that its tzitz is not a beged requires further understanding, because the Rambam says in Perek Ches Miklei Mikdash Halacha Beis, Big Day Zav Heim Big Day Kohen Gadol Heim Shmoni Kelim, and one of them is Vitzitz Ad Kan Lashon HaRambam Hare Sheharambam Kalal Tzitz Yachad in Big Day Zahav Mevuar Sheharambam Sover. So the Rambam holds that tzitz is a beged. So what is the Mikdash David talking about? Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when he says that it's not a beged. The Ibn Ezra and Shmos Perek Chaf Ches Pasuk Dalet says, "V'lo hizkir b'pasuk zeh shehu sofer big day kahuna es tzitz nezer hakodesh ki eino beged." So you see in the Ibn Ezra that the tzitz is not a beged. Sorry, it's the balaturim. It's not a beged. It's not mentioned in the pasuk when it talks about the big day kuna, because it's not a beged. So they hold the tzitz is not a beged. Could also be part taka that the Rambam, he enumerates the big day zav as the big day kohen gadol, and he includes the tzitz not because he considers it a beged, but because the other ones are considered begadim, and the tzitz is also wearing the tzitz, so he calls it, it's not really a beged. So, according to the Ibn Ezra and the Balaturim and possibly even the Rambam, the tzitz is not a beged. So, Kim Tzirik Deshaila, we have the question again, why does the Kohen not wear the tzitz when he goes with the Big Day Lavan, lefnai lefnim? It's not an extra beged. Now, that the Mikdash David understood bepshitus, that the tzitz is miratza bifnei atzma, even when he's not wearing the other Big Day Zahav, that's his kasha. His kasha was, I don't understand. Let him go in just with the tzitz, but not with the big day zav. He's wearing big day lovin', right? Okay, but who says that it's necessarily meratzeh? So the achronim don't accept the Mikdash David's understanding. Beis Halevi, Chelik Aleph Simen Gimel proves that the tzitz is only meratzeh when he wears it with shar begadim. So writes the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Shmos Chav Ches Dalet, tzitz alone is not meratzeh. So l'chayra l'divreihem yushevus l'chayra kushis hamikdash David, that when he's not wearing the other big day zav, the tzitz is not meratzeh. There's no toelus, there's no benefit in him wearing it. However, b'tayma demilsa, the reason for this matter that the tzitz is not meratzeh alone, there is a machlokes between the Beis Halev and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes that it's because the Shemona Big Day Zav Rama Akfin Zed Zeh, and therefore it doesn't help if he's just wearing the tzitz. The Beis Halevi learns, Simon Gimelos Beis, that the reason is because when Ein Big Day Alayim, Ein Kunasim Alayim. And it's like the tzitz being on the metzach of a zar, of a non-kohen. It's not meratzeh. He's not considered a kohen. If he's not wearing his begadim, he's not considered a kohen. So Mela, what's the tzitz going to help? So it would appear that there's a big nafgamina between them, b'kohen gadol b'yom kippur, k'sheloivesh bigdei lavan, v'tzitz imahem. The Yom Kippur and the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, he's wearing the bigdei lavan, and together with the bigdei lavan, he's wearing the tzitz. According to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that it's a din in the bigdei zav, that they're ma'akev zeh. The tzitz is not meratzeh levado. So when he's wearing the bigdei lavan, it's ma'akev. Big days of makvin zezeh. You can't just be wearing the tzitz and not the other big days of. Mashen came lesvaras habeis halevi. That the tzitz is not meratzeh alone is because if he's not wearing his begadim, he's not considered a kohen. So on Yom Kippur, that his din is big day lavan, so he's considered a kohen when he wears them, and the tzitz is meratzeh. So according to this, l'das habeis halevi, the Mikdash David's question is reinstated. Why doesn't he wear the tzitz? According to the Aruch Chaim, we understand it's not going to help. It's chas of the other begadim. But according to the Beis HaLevi, he's a din kohen, he's wearing the big day lavan, so just why don't you add on the tzitz? So it would appear that in Zvachin, Tafshit Chesam, and Aleph, they learned din yitur begadim in how to rex begadim from the pasuk Varucho ben Aaron HaKohanim, Kohanim b'kihunan, Mikam l'kohen hedjot, Shalavish big day kohen gadol, v'avad avad shavadasu psula. So the kohen has to be what he's supposed to be. So if a kohen hedjot wears the big day kohen gadol, is avodas psula, and tafyot chesam at beis, it says bad shloyubash big day chol imahen. Rashi says bad livad. So we have two yafusas. We have one yafusa, that one limud, that you're not allowed to kohen hedjot, not allowed to wear big day kohen gadol, and we have nacha yafusa that the kohen should not add on to his begadim. Big day chol, shlo yilbash big day chol imayim, bad levad. So, michna say bad, it has to be just the big day kohen gadol, and not big day chol. So it seems that these two dinim are fundamentally different. This din of bad, that you shouldn't wear big day chol, Rashi says, only beged is aser, mashen came tefillin that are not beged, or mutter. And that's why the iser is ribui begadim, but and the reason is this is ribui begadim, and not if it's not a beged. So Mamelitz Kavaldik can wear tefillin, but that din that we learn Hakoyhanam Bikihunam that a kohen gal hedyot shouldn't wear big day kohen gadol, the Asura din is that a person should not be mishamesh with what is special to another person's kahuna. So it's not only alts ribui begadim. The first din is alts ribui begadim. You're wearing your big day kahuna, you should not be wearing other begadim. So tefillin's not a beged, so tefillin's beseder. But don't be wearing other begadim. The din is the beged is nesar. But when it comes to the limud of kohanim, hakohanim b'kihunam shelo yilbash kohen hedyot, big day kohen gadol, the yisod hadin is that he shouldn't be mishamesh with what is miyuchad to the kahuna of someone else. So the iser is not beribui begadim. The iser is because he was mishamesh b'mashe miyuchad b'kihuna shel acher, and the chisaron is b'kihuna shelo kisha oved. When you're supposed to be one type of kohen, you're wearing the begadim of a different kohen, it's no good. So what would be an afkamina between these two alfusas? The alfusa of that a kohen gadol, kohen hedjot shouldn't wear the begadim of kohen gadol, and that he shouldn't be Moses big day chol. The answer is the tzitz. Tzitz is not a beged, maybe, right? So therefore, we don't have the problem of wearing an extra beged of big day chol. But sof, it's considered belonging to the kohen gadol. And it's aser l'kohen hedyot. And it's pashut that even a kohen gadol in Yom Kippur, that his kihunos bebigdei lavan, we require that he be the kohen gadol, he be acting as the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. And the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, when he goes b'lefnai l'fnim, is only supposed to be wearing what? He's only supposed to be wearing the bigdei lavan. So how could he put on the tzitz? So now he's dressed up when he goes in as the kohen gadol, and that's not his kihun, the kohuna achshav. Now, his kohuna now is kohen hedyot, meaning he's supposed to wear the begadim of the kohen hedyot. So if you're supposed to wear those type of begadim, you now let add on to them. So for and for the kasha of the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David asked why Bamis does he not wear the tzitz when he goes in. The answer is because we have this yalfusa that a Kohen Hedyot's now to wear the Big Day Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is wearing the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. He's now to wear the Tzitz, which is the Beged of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so Siyata Dishmaya, we answered the Kasha of the Mikdash David, and there's more to say, but we will conclude the shir here, and hopefully at another time we will continue. B'li neder b'siyata d'shmaya, Hashem should give me the koach and the moach and the simcha and the financial means to continue giving the shiurim, and we should be zocha l'ilmodu l'lameis l'shmar b'las l'kaim is kol divrei salam torah suviyahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.